DK Talk. Language and culture are bound.
Hey there, how's it going? It's been a long time since we've been on the air again, but I hope you're all doing well in your respective places and countries and whatnot, and getting along just fine. Summer 2020 is coming to an end in Japan, and so we have the hot weather, the cold weather, the hot and sweaty weather, and the cool weather, and do I need a sweater before I go to bed? Do I need an extra blanket? Do I need a towel because my eyes are blinking and I'm sweating from doing nothing? It's typical seasonal change, so the seasons are winding down, and before you know it, we'll have the wood-burning stove going again to keep ourselves warm. Likewise, it's already September. August just took off, was gone, and we're in September now, the beginning of September, and it's traditionally typhoon season, which is typically between August and September. This is kind of like the middle of it. And our typhoons are coming along. We have a big giant one coming up from the south. We don't know if it will hit our house or not, but it's something that everyone's always a little bit on edge about, because you don't know where it's going to go, what's going to happen, how bad the damage is going to be. And so one thing that's interesting, that's different, say, between Western countries, maybe, or at least the US and Japan, is the way we call these typhoons. In the US, I know typhoons and big storms and hurricanes and whatnot tend to have a name. I remember for a long time, the names used to be female names, and then that changed to male names for lack of a better explanation, for political correctness. But I kind of like what Japan does. Japan just gives every typhoon that comes through each season, they just give it a number. And that makes it so much easier. Oh, number 10 from 2020. Yeah, okay, got it. The difficulty is that actually there are names given to the same typhoons that come through Japan from different countries in the region. And the difficulty here is how to pronounce some of those names. The new one that's coming up, which is Typhoon number 10 in Japan, has a spelling of M-A-Y-S-A-K. And depending on who you talk to, that may change. So there's a couple of ways to read it that we've heard on the news. One is MISAC, which is, okay, that makes sense, or MESAC. But when it comes down to it, I still prefer the numbers. I like Typhoon number 10. It just makes it easier for everybody. I kind of wish everyone could transition to that sort of naming system. It just makes things so much easier. So yeah, the names, much easier to deal with in Japan. Also, I don't remember if we talked about this before, but last year, around this same time, we had to deal with having a hornet's nest behind our house on the firewood shack that we have. And we found out unknowingly by going up to the mountain to clean the weeds and things for seasonal preparations. And we got stung and we had to go to the hospital. I got maybe 4 or 5 stings. My wife got, I can't remember how many it was, but wow, no thank you. And so they made this big, giant, beautiful, beautiful nest hanging from the eaves of our firewood shack. Amazing, amazing, but kind of scary considering how large it was and how aggressive the hornets were. So we researched hornets after that incident. And so we found out that, oh, okay, so the hornets aren't going to come back to the original nest that they had, or at least the one they had at that time. And what they do is they move nest and set up a new place every year, every season. And so we're kind of like, okay, we've got to be on the lookout for a new hornet's nest. And so we're looking around, and everything was fine until we found a trail of hornets flying around from the mountain down to somewhere near our house. And that new nest turned out to be in one of the exterior walls of our house. Great. So we tried to find as many natural ways to detour the hornets from coming around, and we've been dealing with that. They seem to have kind of calmed down now, which is good, but we have to start thinking about preparing for next year. And I guess the one other unfortunate thing about the hornets is if you live in rural Japan like we do, dealing with hornets' nests is a very common part of everyday life. Hopefully you do not have to go through this. It's just not fun. It's really annoying. And I wish you luck to avoid any problems like that. And especially if one of these days when you can come back to Japan, you don't have to deal with such a pest like that. So, wow, the end of summer. Here we are. So COVID-19 is still here. We're still dealing with this all over the world and in Japan as well. And Japan, compared to other countries in terms of COVID-19, has maybe appeared to be safer compared to some places in terms of the number of daily reported new cases and also in terms of the number of deaths related to COVID-19. Some people, I think, feel very lucky to be avoiding the high number of cases reported in other countries compared to Japan. Certainly, I like where we are out in the countryside because we don't have to deal with crowds and narrow streets and lots of people and that sort of environment. And likewise, though, even though we're in the country, there are all kinds of measures which are taking place to help people be careful and avoid getting sick. One of the first places that we see a difference in our daily lives has been the Obon celebration. I want to call it a festival, but it's not really a festival. It's a way of paying respect to your ancestors in Japan and members of the family who have recently passed away. And so you set up maybe a small altar in your house and offer prayers and other offerings to their spirits to pray for their well-being in the afterlife. And so this is a very big event every year in Japan. But now that we're in the age of COVID-19, we have seen some changes. In previous years, many family members would go back home to their hometowns and visit local families and friends to pay their respects to the ancestors. And this year, my wife's siblings have not come home just as a way to be safe and not spread any germs that we might be carrying. And the number of visitors to the house overall, even by the local people, has significantly gone down compared to past years. Naturally, we have the usual people who come by, the regulars, if you will. And most of them are people in 65 years or older. And so they are probably more in tune with the tradition of Obon and tend to come around and pay their respects. One thing that was interesting, though, is all of the people who did come by to visit this year, and only a handful, really, everyone was wearing a mask. And I was really encouraged by that because sometimes you see news reports of people not wearing masks because it's an inconvenience or whatnot. But everyone who came by this year for Obon to pay respects had a mask on. I thought that was really, well, commendable. I thought that was really nice to see. So, but when I think of them wearing masks, I also think of another characteristic of, say, life in Japan. And the first thing that comes to mind is personal hygiene. I would say from the first time I came to Japan, I always felt that Japanese people were very aware of their surroundings and of especially of the people who were around them. So there's always this great consideration to think about the other people around you and not only yourself. And in this way, when it comes to personal hygiene, wearing a mask is by all means part of that consideration for other people. People are very almost religious about wearing masks here. And I remember when I first came to Japan, and my wife always tells me about this. I didn't wash my hands as frequently as I do now, that is. And I never wore a mask when I was back in the US for any reason. And so wearing a mask is part of daily life here. If you have a cold, you wear a mask here. If you catch the flu, you wear a mask. There's always this consideration for other people. I love that. And wow, it's just such a, it can be a shocking difference. And I feel like I'm maybe much more aware of my own personal hygiene now that I've lived in Japan for years and years. And I like that being part of my routine. Wonderful, just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Masks, speaking more about masks, our kids got many presents from the few visitors who came to visit us during Obon. And my wife's sister came to visit us, and she brought some special masks for the boys. And one thing about masks, as is probably the case in many other countries, is there's lots of different variations. Not only the plain white masks or surgical masks that you see medical healthcare people wearing, but fashionable. Some people have made their own masks. Other people have used or reused old cloth from various kinds of clothing that will provide a good shield from spreading germs and whatnot. And in the case of our boys, they each got, I won't name the company, but they got a special cloth mask that was kind of like a sports mask. And then it had a famous sports clothing maker, their insignia or their symbol on the mask as well. So it was kind of interesting, and it kind of scared me to wonder how much my wife's sister paid to get these masks for our kids. No matter how thankful we were for that, it was just like, oh my gosh, wow. So you see that kind of thing around here. Out in some of the rural areas where we live, when you visit the schools and whatnot, many of the people working in the schools have made their own masks out of traditional Japanese cloth or old clothing or whatnot. And those are pretty helpful. It, not only is it nice to have another solid mask that will last for a long time, but it also kind of speaks of some of the local supplies that they have in these areas to make these masks. All right. Remember, in this age of COVID-19, times are changing always, always. What happens today may be different tomorrow. We may have lockdown, we may not have lockdown, but let's try and do the best we can to keep up with that. Hey, are you on Pinterest? Well, now you can follow DK Talk on Pinterest and get a view into life in rural Japan where we are. And the hornet's nest I was talking about earlier in today's show, you can see a picture of that giant monster, beautiful monster of a hornet's nest. Check it out. You're not subscribed to DK Talk yet? Well, you should be. Subscribe to DK Talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thanks for listening to DK Talk, where language and culture are bound.